You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A Victorian man in his 60s has become the latest coronavirus fatality, taking the national death toll to 102. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Annelise van Diemen, reveals the man died in hospital, but the circumstances surrounding the death will not be disclosed.
The family wish for their privacy to be protected at this point in time, so no further details will be being given at this point in time.
It comes amid renewed calls for the federal government to allow more workers to receive JobKeeper payments. After an accounting error caused Treasury to overestimate the cost of the scheme by $60 billion, the opposition and advocacy groups say it's an opportunity to assist those currently excluded. Casuals, temporary visa holders, arts and tertiary education workers, and local staff of foreign-owned companies are among those who don't qualify for the employer subsidies of $1,500 a fortnight. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is urging the government to figure out who it can afford to help.
What we should have is the calculation, if the government can actually do it competently, of what the cost would be, for example, the impact on casuals who've missed out, the impact on other sectors who've missed out, what should happen to areas like the arts and entertainment sector in terms of a specific package to provide support to those workers.
Temporary migrant workers are one group locked out of welfare assistance, with the government telling those who can't support themselves to return home despite border closures. Many are employed in the hospitality industry, which is bearing the brunt of job losses. Matt Kunkel, director of the Migrant Workers Centre, says there are 1.1 million migrant workers in Australia, representing around 10% of the workforce. Mr. Kunkel says the government should spend part of the intended $60 billion on support for temporary migrants struggling during the pandemic.
They're not eligible for any income support from the federal government. They've been heavily reliant on charity. There's been long lines at food banks. Many landlords are, you know, threatening migrant workers with evictions and putting pressure through rents. It's been a really tough time for migrant workers, and needlessly so, because the government can and should extend this JobKeeper subsidy to all those workers that need it.
There are also calls for international students who have been laid off to be included in the JobKeeper scheme. While some states and territories have announced relief packages for international students, there is little support on a national level. Ahmed Ademolu, the national president of the Council of International Students Australia, is sending a reminder that many international students helped the community during the bushfire crisis. He says the organisation has been contacted by a large number of students who feel alone and are struggling with their mental health.
I think in this virus situation, they are one of the most vulnerable groups out there because of no family or friend support in Australia. And they are paying their country's currency, and it makes a burden on them for their families to support their students in Australia. And their families are also struggling financially.
The higher education industry has also been hit hard. Alison Barnes, president of the National Tertiary Education Union, says the sector is forecast to lose between $4.5 billion and $5 billion in revenue. She says universities are vital to Australia's society, economy and health, doing important work in curing diseases like COVID-19.
30,000 jobs at risk, so that's 30,000 people who work in Australian universities are likely to be standing in unemployment queues. So I'm really hoping that the government uses this opportunity to throw Australian universities a lifeline and make up for some of that shortfall in revenue and ensure that jobs across the sector are safe, because if jobs across the sector are safe, then that means universities are better able to perform their core functions of teaching and research.
JobKeeper is set to be reviewed in June, with small businesses fearing the possibility of the scheme coming to an end. Louis Katoupas is the owner of the Kiosk restaurant in Canberra, which relies on the subsidies to pay its staff. He wants the program to continue until September at the least, saying businesses need certainty.
These are completely uncharted territory, and we need at least to know what kind of assistance to expect and rely on for our business models. If there's nothing there, we need to reassess our business models and see what's viable and see what's not. And I think a lot of places will close if they just abruptly shut us down by June.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.